You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Sheriff Brian Schmidt and Chief of Police Michael Hochschild are pleased to announce a joint drug distribution investigation was conducted by the Price County Sheriff's Office and the Phillips Police Department. This investigation began in March of 2025, and as a result of this investigation, numerous residential search warrants were executed within and around the city of Phillips. To date, 9 individuals have been arrested in connection with this investigation. This investigation is ongoing, and additional arrests or criminal charges may be forthcoming. Sheriff Schmidt and Chief Hochschild would like to remind the public that arrested individuals are innocent until proven guilty. The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Phillips Police Department were assisted by the Price County Health and Human Services Child Protection Service. Saturday, July 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, there's a roast beef sandwich fundraiser and gun raffle. This is $20 per plate and includes a beef sandwich, coleslaw, pickles, chips, coffee, and dessert. Takeouts are available upon request, and tickets are available in advance or at the door. There's also a drawing for a Henry Golden Boy 22 lever-action rifle. Rifle drawing is at 2 p.m., tickets are $15, and there are 200 total tickets sold. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 4299 Old Highway 51 South in Mercer. Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about whether to run again. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap, 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
Catkins Animal Rescue here in Park Falls would like to remind you of which linen items they may receive. They can take flat sheets, flat blankets, fleece blankets, and towels. They cannot accept fitted sheets, filled comforters, afghans, mattress pads, or pillow/cushions. Once again, the only linens that they can take are flat sheets, flat blankets, fleece blankets, and towels. Friday at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park. Grab your blankets and lawn chairs for this free admission movie with concessions available for purchase. There are no rain dates, and come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Wisconsin's top election officials say the Madison City clerk acted unlawfully, handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
Mary Beth Witzelbell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the six-month investigation. They found Witzelbell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzelbell's actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, "These ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent," end quote. Commissioners say if Witzelbell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes seven new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit, ball game. Frelick scores, and the Brewers win. They sweep the Dodgers. Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point. Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We'll get to around 82 for a high. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high tomorrow right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.